Or KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Cloudy today with a high of 73. Winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers. Tonight, lows dip down to about 54. Partly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered storms. Tomorrow, high of 76. Mainly sunny skies. A dusting of snow Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 61.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Biden administration yesterday released its 2022 trade policy agenda and 2021 annual report. In 2022, the U.S. Trade Rep's office will continue to implement Biden's trade priorities as the U.S. recovers from COVID. That work includes soon releasing additional details of the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework. Key elements in 2022 include supporting workers' rights, accelerating decarbonization, and supporting U.S. agriculture. The Biden administration also focused on creating new opportunities for agriculture, like using existing free trade agreements and trade and investment framework agreements. Additionally, the strategy includes bolstering supply chains and realigning the U.S.-China trade relationship. The report also highlights accomplishments from 2021, including work to promote sustainable environmental practices and trade policy, enforcing existing agreements, and improve the resiliency of the global supply chain. It also details how USTR and the Biden administration have realigned the U.S.-China bilateral trade relationship to defend the rights of American workers, farmers, producers, and businesses. Nutrien, the world's largest fertilizer producer, says Russia's invasion of Ukraine could result in prolonged disruptions of fertilizer supplies. Interim Chief Executive Ken Seitz said Nutrien will boost potash production if it sees sustained supply problems in Russia and Belarus. They are the world's second and third largest potash producing countries after Canada. Those comments come as farmers are already dealing with high fertilizer costs stemming from supply chain disruptions and natural gas prices. However, state corn organizations allege the price of fertilizer closely follows the price of corn, not natural gas. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Conservative Republicans' frustrations over how Kansas handled the coronavirus pandemic are complicating Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's efforts to keep her top public health administrator in place. The state Senate Health Committee made no recommendation Thursday on whether former hospital system executive Janet Stanek should be confirmed as head of the state health department. The committee's move signals that some conservatives are opposing her confirmation to show displeasure with Kelly's administration. The Midwest Freedom Convoy, including members of a convoy of truckers from Colorado, continues their journey through Kansas today. They're traveling to Washington, D.C. in protest of COVID-19 restrictions. The convoy left from a truck stop in Aurora on Thursday afternoon and spent the night in central Kansas. They'll continue east on I-70 through Topeka, Kansas City, and into Missouri today. The convoy is a spinoff from a protest in Canada started by truckers upset at vaccine requirements to cross the Canadian border. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
One person was critically injured in a crash in North Wichita. The crash happened near I-235 in Meridian about 10:15 Thursday night. Police say the rider lost control and overturned several times before ending up in the ditch. The rider was taken to the hospital in critical condition. State regulators have approved another settlement with Kansas Gas Service over the natural gas crisis during the historic cold break in February of last year. The Kansas Corporation Commission reached its first settlement with KGS last month. Residential and small business customers will pay $5 to $7 more a month for the next 5 to 10 years to help KGS recoup $366 million. The new settlement involves KGS customers who contract with third-party gas producers or marketers. Those third parties provide gas to KGS, which delivers it through KGS pipelines. The customers include some schools, churches, businesses, and municipal utilities. This is Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Huh. The average person spends 8 days searching for new tires? Stop searching and start driving. Between February 16th and March 7th, get $70 via reward card or virtual account after online submission with the purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires, including the Michelin Cross Climate 2 tire.
See Mike's OK Tires in Marysville today.
See MichelinMan.com/auto/deals, promotions, and rebates for complete details. Offer expires March 7th, 2022. Void where prohibited.
Stop on and see Mike's OK Tires in Marysville today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office says one person has died in the crash of a sport utility vehicle with a semi-trailer hauling grain in eastern Nebraska. The crash happened Thursday morning at an intersection just west of Waterloo between the Elkhorn and Platte Rivers. Investigators say the SUV did not stop before entering the intersection and crashed into the grain truck. Officials say the driver of the SUV died in the crash. The driver of the semi suffered minor injuries. Authorities have not released the name of the person killed. Police say a Kearney business owner died after being run over by a runaway bulldozer at a Kearney auto engine manufacturing business. The Kearney Hub reports that police were called Wednesday morning to Blueprint Engines on the eastern edge of Kearney for reports of an injury accident. Arriving first responders found Ron Blessing injured and learned he had been run over by the bulldozer he had been driving. Blessing was taken by ambulance to a Kearney hospital where he later died. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily. Exceptional value, transparent pricing, and as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. USD 380 for a million, Frankfort Centralia has offered a contract to Joel Bickford to serve as superintendent, taking the place of Matt Rogers, who's announced his resignation at the end of his school year due to health reasons. Joel Bickford has served as secondary principal in Bottineau, North Dakota, since 2012. He joins family in Kansas, including his wife working at K-State. Two other candidates were interviewed, including Shanna Steinlage, who currently serves as director of the Marshall Nemaha Education Services Cooperative, and Trevor Ashcraft, current USD 380 Curriculum Director and Vermilion Principal. A former Marysville resident and 1989 graduate of MHS died as a result of a car accident February 28th near Miller, Missouri. Lori Reed was the daughter of the late Larry and Glenda Christner of Marysville and was a passenger in a vehicle that crashed, resulting in serious injuries to the driver, as well as the fatality, Lori Reed. Traffic in northern Gage County was closed for a time Wednesday near Adams after a crash involving a semi-truck turning at the intersection of Highways 43 and 41 shortly after 8 a.m. was involved. Reports of at least one injured person was transported to the hospital. Injury accidents were reported in Marshall County. Gage Wimberly Vermilion lost control on Osage near 30th Road February 28th, rolling several times, with the driver transported to the Onega Hospital. Brianna Wells of Beatty lost control on 21st near Harvest Road with the vehicle overturning. The driver was transported to CMH in Marysville, where she was treated and released February 18th. Casey Ferrant of Frankfort was injured February 5th when he was involved in a vehicle accident on Yonder Road near K-99. He was transported to CMH in Marysville. A Wamego man was also in the vehicle, but it was not clear who was driving. Martin Hal Van Winkle, age 97, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Marvin Van Winkle. Beulah M. Martin, age 94, Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Beatty. Burial in the Beatty Union Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Beulah Martin.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will warm back up throughout the region today before a low pressure system starts to make its way through overnight and into Saturday, bringing a chance for some rain showers and thunderstorms throughout the region. Temperatures will continue to stay mild throughout Saturday before cooling down extremely quickly throughout Saturday night, causing our temperatures to stay much cooler throughout Sunday. For today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 40s and upper 60s throughout Iowa, the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. As this low pressure system starts to make its way through overnight, many areas will cool off extremely quickly, while other areas in the Midwest stay extremely mild. There will be a chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout the overnight hours and through Saturday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early March, 51. Record high on this date, 81. The average low, 27, and the record low, 10 below zero. Sunset this evening, 6:23. Sunrise in the morning at 6:56.
Fresh local produce has been hard to come by over the winter, but that's about to change. A look at what's in season for March on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 4th, the 63rd day of the year. Coaching legend Newt Rockne was born on this day. With springtime on the horizon, your choice of in-season produce is about to get much better. And better yet, the earliest spring vegetables are often regarded as superfoods rich in potassium, fiber, and antioxidants. You'll often find turnips near the top of that list. Snag a few when they appear in the produce aisle and enjoy them roasted with carrots and sweet potatoes. Don't pass up fresh radishes. They're packed with vitamin C and add a nice, spicy crunch as a salad topping. And nothing says taste of spring like fresh, tender spears of asparagus.
one of the best sources of vitamin K, important for bone health. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more online at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else, shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
KNDY. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Ochai Baji scored 22 points, and Dejon Harris blocked Mike Miles' shot in the final seconds, and sixth-ranked Kansas avenged a loss to TCU 2 days earlier with a 72-68 victory Thursday night. They kept the Jayhawks tied atop the Big 12 heading into their regular season finale. Christian Brown had 12 points, Harris had 11, and David McCormick 10 for the Jayhawks, who are now 24-6 overall, 13-4 in the Big 12, who head into their game against number 21 Texas on Saturday, tied with third-ranked Baylor in the conference standings. The Bears, by the way, play Iowa State in their regular season finale later on Saturday. Nebraska overcame a 4-0 deficit to complete the comeback in a 10-4 win over Wichita State Thursday night at Boland Stadium. Wichita State softball team, who are now 9-5 overall, committed a season-high 3 errors in the game, and Nebraska broke the game open with a 5-run bottom of the 6th. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are 3 times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Sunrise Academy basketball coach Luke Barnwell was named the Naismith Boys Coach of the Year on Thursday. It's the second year in a row Barnwell has won the award. Barnwell is in his 7th year as Sunrise's head coach and guided the team to a 24-1 record this year. Sunrise reached number 1 in the SB Live and Sports Illustrated High School Basketball Power Rankings. Barnwell is one of only 3 coaches to win the award, named for basketball's inventor James Naismith multiple times. This year's Sunrise team is highlighted by All-Americans Grady Dick and Mark Mitchell, who have signed with Duke and Kansas. K-State Athletics sent out a press release celebrating Kansas State quarterback Skylar Thompson. The quarterback is the first player to attend the NFL Combine in person since 2019 and the first at his position in nearly 10 years. Current coordinator and quarterbacks coach Colin Klein was the last K-State quarterback to get a Combine invite in 2013. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Bulldogs season came to an end. A 66-40 loss to Royal Valley in the 3A sub-state semifinals at Silver Lake Thursday. Marysville trailing 5 at the end of 8 minutes, was down 16 points at halftime. And 5 senior starters, including D1 prospect Knox Wawasik, took it hard in the second half. Wawasik, 30 points on his own, 9 of 13 free throws. He checked out of the ball game into the third quarter. Still led with 30 points. Brady Klotz, 14. K.J. Miller, 13. Royal Valley improves to 20-1. Their only loss, a close one to Holton. Marysville season comes to an end at 10-12. No one in double figures as the Bulldogs led by Rook Williams with 9 points, eight apiece for Jack Lauer, and their lone senior, Sam Jesperson, checked out late in the game. 66-40, Royal Valley moves on to face Sabetha in Saturday night's championship. Sabetha, a three-point overtime win, knocks off Nemaha Central in a first meeting in three games this season. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierke.
In sub-state semifinals, Thursday night, top seed Royal Valley boys ended Marysville's season in a 66-40 decision. They advanced to face third seed Sabetha in the 3A championship after the Blue Jays knocked off second seed Nemaha Central 46-43 in overtime. Class 2A was girls action. Top seed Valley Heights Lady Mustangs held off Bennington 74-40. They advanced to play 6 seed St. Mary's, who took Wabunsee 48-30. Girls title game Saturday 5:30 at Republic County. Class 1A D1 saw Solomon boys defeat Washington County 58-39, while top seed Clifton Clyde outlasted Lincoln 70-26. Top seed Care Paraville stopped the Centralia boys 58-52, and Troy edged the Frankfort Wildcats Thursday 34-32. Finally, in Class 1A D2, top seed Hanover boys had little trouble topping Southern Cloud 66-35, advancing to face 6 seed Axtell, a comeback 59-55 winner over Wetmore. Axtell boys host Hanover on Saturday at 5:30, broadcast live on KNDY. KNDY's live coverage, Class 1A D2 girls semifinals Friday, pits Lynn against Wakefield at 6, while Hanover meets Wetmore following, live on FM 95.5 from Axtell. At Frankfort, Centralia girls see Troy at 6, and the Frankfort Lady Wildcats entertain Donovan West following. At Clifton Clyde, the Washington County Lady Tigers take on Rock Hills at 6, with Clifton Clyde hosting Blue Valley to follow. At Republic County, it's boys action as St. Mary's takes on Bennington. Sacred Heart plays Wabunsee. Finally, Class 3A girls at Silver Lake as the Lady Eagles hosting Jeff West, and Hiawatha takes on Nemaha Central.
Boost the flavor and nutrition of your diet by planting a smoothie garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. My friend Jamie started a smoothie garden trend in her neighborhood, and we thought you might like to join in on the fun. She grows kale, spinach, Swiss chard, beets, and cilantro to include in her favorite smoothie recipes. She removes the stems of the kale and Swiss chard and uses both the greens and colorful beet roots. Her go-to recipe is a mixture of 2 large handfuls of greens, 1 cup frozen berries, 1 half frozen banana, and 1 cup of water or coconut water. Add more liquid to create the desired consistency. You can also add hemp or flax seeds. Small space gardeners can grow all these ingredients in containers on a balcony or deck. Those with more space may want to grow extras to freeze and use when the garden season has ended. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Today we head underground, both literally and figuratively, as we uncover some of this city's history and dig up some of its interesting stories during the Prohibition era. It's this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Looking for an edge at planting this season? Look no further than Seed Plus Graphite from Verdesian. It's a talc and graphite solution that delivers a full nutrient and biostimulant package directly to the seed, which helps stand establishment and tolerance to stressors like cold and drought. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant directly in the planter box. That's why we're using it this year on our own crop. Verdesian representatives are standing by to support you. Just head to VLSCI.com to connect and learn more.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I remember the late Denny Dutton sharing many fascinating tales about Butte, Montana. A century ago, this mining town grew to about 100,000 people, and during Prohibition, it became home to one of the largest numbers of speakeasies per capita of any place in the nation. Here, underneath an old hotel, Denny has uncovered some of the secretive establishments that flourished in the Roaring Twenties.
Along with the 21 table that was probably down here, we also know that we had an American and National League baseball boards. These were used with a telephone where they would call in the latest scores to the games. All the guys here could bet on the games.
You needed a password to get in, and a two-way mirror allowed those on the inside to verify who was outside. The speakeasies also received some help from an unlikely source. The police.
We believe that the police were probably paid off to keep the federal agents away, who were the guys who would really shut them down.
Most of the illegal booze was made right here, a side business for the town's residents.
We had over 100 speakeasies underground here. There's an article in the paper that we've pulled out from the 20s where the city council was asking the people to slow down on the amount of moonshine they were making. It was actually causing the city sewer system to fail, and the old sour mash that was being poured into the gutters was backing up.
Denny restored many other historic locations around town for visitors to see. Today, you can relive much of Butte's mining history and tour the speakeasies and other restored haunts from a century ago. Traveling the countryside in Butte, Montana, I'm Andrew McCray.
To stand or nurse after birth have a harder time surviving. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Prevent weak calf syndrome with proper maternal health before calves are born as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're not planning for the future, you're already falling behind. Thinking about what's next on your farm means staying one step ahead. At Commodity Classic, you'll cultivate better strategies to modernize your operation, where you can focus on yield and take your profits to the next level. The future is in your hands when you join us in New Orleans, March 10th through 12th, 2022. Learn more at CommodityClassic.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Romp and play minutes after they're born. Weak calf syndrome is a term applied to a calf that's born alive but is slow to stand. It may or may not attempt to nurse. Some calves survive this condition, but most die within a few days of birth. Michelle Arnold is the ruminant extension veterinarian at the University of Kentucky. She says the problem is usually with the cow, not the calf. Proper nutrition in the last 50 to 60 days of gestation is the key to preparing a calf for life outside of the cow.
80% of fetal growth occurs in that last 2 months. So during this time, the dam must have adequate nutrition to support the growth. They need additional nutrients to develop fetal brown fat that will supply energy for the calf to survive until it can nurse. The two most important cow requirements are protein and energy.
Arnold says that calves born to cows on protein-restricted diets have less vigor, less ability to get warm, and more difficulty standing. A weak calf that hasn't nursed within 1 hour of birth needs human intervention.
Especially if it hasn't been cleaned off or it's lying on its side, unable to sit up on its own. In these circumstances, you have to get the calf dried off, warm it up, and feed colostrum, and generally with an esophageal feeder because they're unable to nurse.
Arnold says usually as soon as you get some colostrum in the calf, it'll have a little more energy and you can help it stand up. Keep in mind that since weak calf syndrome is often a management issue, it can be a whole herd problem if cows aren't being fed the proper nutrition. Learn more about weak calf syndrome at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
The cost to American agriculture from invasive species, today on Farm to Fork. When you think of classic trios, you might think of the Three Stooges or the Three Little Pigs. But there's nothing cute or funny about nitrogen loss. Enter Trident Nitrogen Stabilizer, the new industry standard in nitrogen loss prevention. It protects against all three forms of N loss, making it more available to your crop. Think of it as more Three Musketeers and less Three Amigos. Talk to your local ag retailer about Trident and harness the power of three. Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Of the estimated $1.2 trillion in total damage caused by invasive species in the U.S. since 1960, $500 billion of that is damage to the agriculture sector. That's part of a new study co-authored by Jean Fantol-Lepchick of Auburn University, who says making this public may spur action to address the problem.
We don't always have a real good way of communicating with stakeholders, with governmental agencies, with whatever interested parties, the impacts of things like invasive species. And then as a result, we have a harder time gearing up goodwill towards preventative measures, towards management to try to control or eradicate. Once an invasion is well established, it becomes much harder to eradicate. But if we have sort of mobilization units that can get out and start working on eradicating an invasion as it's happening, we can make more of an impact.
I've followed a lot of efforts to control invasives and told Fantol-Lepchick it seems to be a losing battle.
I hate to ever say anything is a losing battle, but I agree that if we don't start paying more attention to it and investing more in it, then it is a losing battle.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has the new 2022 Silverado pickups. A 1500 model LT, it's the Trail Boss, and a 2500 HD High Country Z71 edition. Also in on trade is a 2017 GMC Sierra work truck, a one-owner new truck trade-in. Check it out today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Ag News for the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Blueprint program by Hubbard's Feeds is helping producers identify ways to improve efficiency and maximize genetic performance. As Tyler Melrow, Hubbard Feeds Senior Beef Nutritionist, says that Blueprint Grower Concentrates are nutrient-dense products designed for the producer who wants optimal performance and high-value nutritional programs for growing cattle.
Blueprint is more than just a trace mineral program. It is a program that really focuses on what the animal and what nutrients the animal needs in its entirety above and beyond that. This program in particular, again, while it focuses on some of the trace mineral aspects, it's much more than that in that it does focus on every stage of the animal's life. Blueprint is not just for calving or for breeding season. We have Blueprint programs for calves being weaned. We have Blueprint programs for cattle that are being finished. We have Blueprint programs for seed stock that are being developed to be the next generation of parents in the cattle business. And so this program focuses on the entire animal and really is available for all the phases of life.
He goes on to say the cattle business is all about maximizing efficiency and says Blueprint can help producers reach that next level of performance.
One thing we face in the cattle business is that there's a lot of really good producers who are trying to do better every day. And I think a lot of those types of producers oftentimes find themselves reaching a ceiling and that they attempt to do better and they want to continue to do better, but they kind of hit that point where they just don't see returns anymore. We can look at a lot of data in our industry, whether that be what's happened with weaning weights, fertility data, health data, any of those kind of things in our industry. And while over time we saw improvements, we've seen where those things have kind of plateaued. With Blueprint, the idea was, is if we approach some things in nutrition, including trace mineral nutrition differently, can we have an effect on those things? And can we kind of break through that glass ceiling?
You can find more information online at blueprintanimalnutrition.com.
Flip that switch. It's our final round. Jessica, are you ready?
Born ready.
What has happened in every single state that has received over 5% of its electricity from renewable sources? Large increases or decreases in electric rates?
The sun is free, so is the wind, so electricity bills must go down.
Let's check the answer. Oh, no. Electric rates have increased dramatically was the answer we were looking for. Please visit playflipthatswitch.com to get the real facts about how Kansas oil and gas are powering a brighter future for Kansans.
Hanyo Black Simmentals and Cody Cattle Company invite you to the annual Black and White Bull Sale, March 7th at the Hanyo Sale Facility on Highway 36 near Cortland. Nearly 180 bulls with a proven history of consistent calf crops, increased performance, and a better bottom line. Simmental, Sim Angus, and Charlet sires will be offered, which is just what the beef industry is asking for. And new in 22, over 40 Simmental and Sim Angus open heifers from the heart of the program. Visit InnovationAgMarketing.com, the Black and White Bull Sale.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. National Farmers Union 120th Anniversary Convention concluded yesterday following the adoption of organization policies and special orders. More than 450 members and guests convened in Denver. Delegates to the convention adopted the policy book and five special orders of business to guide the organization's government affairs priorities over the next year. Before that began, they re-elected Rob LaRue as president and elected Jeff Kipley as the organization's vice president. Ag Secretary Vilsack headlined the general session. They also heard from Colorado Governor Jared Polis and Colorado Commissioner of Agriculture Kate Greenberg. Senator John Tester of Montana addressed the convention body, presented with the Fairness for Farmers Champion Award. Growth Energy CEO Emily Skor says the uncertainty of the situation in Ukraine underscores the need for more homegrown biofuel to reduce U.S. dependence on foreign oil and improve energy security. In an open letter ahead of the State of the Union address, she highlighted the potential for biofuels to help lessen the impact of high oil and gas prices. This week, oil prices spiked more than $100 a barrel. Gas prices also increasing. In the letter, Skor said increasing access to higher blends of ethanol through E15 year-round can help keep prices down at the pump. Growth Energy said moving E15 nationwide would generate $12.2 billion in savings for U.S. consumers at the pump each year and bolster the domestic market supply, driving prices down. Score said homegrown and low-carbon solutions like biofuels can help shield American drivers from the continued volatility of the OPEC-controlled global oil market. And USDA has announced Supplemental American Rescue Plan Act funding for the local ag market program. The program will receive about $130 million in supplemental funding from the American Rescue Plan Act that seeks to promote competition and create more and better markets for local and regional food producers by expanding and strengthening opportunities to sell to institutions. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Calves that are slow to stand or nurse after birth have a harder time surviving. Focus on proper maternal health before calves are born on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
There's no need to compromise on your seed decision. At Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct, we say no to zone pricing and yes to transparency, so your bottom line doesn't have to take a hit. Head to FBN.com/plant to find out how our seed lineup can help you save big on the diverse genetics your farm needs. Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct. Quality seed, honest prices, no compromise. Visit FBN.com/plant.
Are you a farmer or rancher in the U.S. interested in a new revenue stream that is guaranteed for 10 years? Agora Carbon Alliance's national team of carbon farming experts can show you how by implementing simple practice changes like no-till, cover cropping, and grazing management. Contact your local on-the-ground Agora Carbon agronomist by visiting agorocarbonalliance.com.
Romp and play minutes after they're born. Weak calf syndrome is a term applied to a calf that's born alive but is slow to stand. It may or may not attempt to nurse. Some calves survive this condition, but most die within a few days of birth. Michelle Arnold is the ruminant extension veterinarian at the University of Kentucky. She says the problem is usually with the cow, not the calf. Proper nutrition in the last 50 to 60 days of gestation is the key to preparing a calf for life outside of the cow.
80% of fetal growth occurs in that last 2 months. So during this time, the dam must have adequate nutrition to support the growth. They need additional nutrients to develop fetal brown fat that will supply energy for the calf to survive until it can nurse. The two most important cow requirements are protein and energy.
Arnold says that calves born to cows on protein-restricted diets have less vigor, less ability to get warm, and more difficulty standing. A weak calf that hasn't nursed within 1 hour of birth needs human intervention.
Especially if it hasn't been cleaned off or it's lying on its side, unable to sit up on its own. In these circumstances, you have to get the calf dried off, warm it up, and feed colostrum, and generally with an esophageal feeder because they're unable to nurse.
Keep in mind that since weak calf syndrome is often a management issue, it can be a whole herd problem if cows aren't being fed the proper nutrition. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about weak calf syndrome at agriculture.com.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Friday today. Market's wrapping up here in just a little bit, and we're seeing things still just kind of mixed on the board now for the grains after starting off really high that we've seen as a trend for most of the day today. Corn is still lingering in the green, but they've moved down quite a bit right now as we even see a little bit of red in some of the later futures. March corn right now is up 2 cents right now at 7.53 1/4. The May corn is down in the red now by 0.75 cents, sitting at 7.47 1/2. And the Kansas City wheat, they've definitely slowed down and pretty stagnant over the last hour or so, up 54 cents in the green, sitting at 11.94 1/4. That's down from the $0.75 that they opened up at first thing this morning. In the Chicago wheat, they're also starting to correct themselves with March Chicago wheat down by 87.5 cents at 12.01 and a half. Soybean market started off strong as well, and they've dipped down into the red as the day has gone along. March soybeans are down 10.25 at 16.70 even a bushel. The maize also down by 12.5 cents. In the mail, they keep teetering back and forth. They're now back in the green after dropping down in the red for a while, with March soybean meal up $4.70 at 466.10, and the soybean oil is still in the red right now, lingering $1.55 lower at 76.75. Cotton market, they're a little bit lower today as well. March cotton down $3.05 at 120.5, and the canola for May is down 460 at 1078.70. The March right now is off the board at 1091.30. Oats market, they're a little bit slower, a little bit more red on the board here. May oats are down 6.25 at 660 even a bushel. The March oats are off the board at 726.25. Livestock market, still mostly lower here. Live cattle for April down $2.32, moving further lower at 136.02. The feeder cattle for March down by $3.87 at 152.47. U.S. dollar index today, on the other hand, seeing some decent gains, with the March index up by 73 cents at 98.53. RS Angus presents In the Black, the annual bull and registered female sale on Friday, February 25th at 1 p.m. The In the Black sale is happening at the Western State Bank Expo Center in Dodge City, Kansas. The Expo Center is located just south of Dodge City on the west side of Highway 283. We'll be offering 94 bulls, Angus and Sim Angus, 42 18-month-old Angus bulls, 3 18-month-old Sim Angus bulls, along with 40 yearling Angus and 9 yearling Sim Angus. We'll also be selling 21 registered Angus and Sim Angus females, which include fall-bred heifers and yearling open heifers. These are just a few of what you'll find at the In the Black sale on Friday, February 25th at 1 p.m. Also, did we mention free delivery of your newly purchased bulls within 300 miles of the sale? Or bring a trailer and pick up your bulls and receive a $100 discount per head and a 5% discount offered on the purchase of 5 bulls or more. For more information, contact Russ Smith at 620-338-0069. And if you can't make it on sale day, you can view and bid online at liveauctions.tv.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
KNDY. I simply must confess. You see, I met a girl that I adore. Then she introduced me to her sister, and I just could not resist her. I'm not sure who I fancy more. I'm in love with two sisters. I'm in love with two sisters. Not sure what I am gonna do. I'm in love with two sisters. I'm in love with two sisters. I hope that they are in love with me too. Both a matter of subtraction and a state of attraction. There are two of them, but one of me. I wonder if they would oppose if I decided to propose a marriage that would allow for three. I'm in love with two sisters. I'm in love with two sisters. What a predicament for me. I'm in love with two sisters. I'm in love with two sisters. They got me wrapped around. I could undergo mitosis and split my body down from head to toe. Then there would be two of me, you see, then I would be free. One of me to each sister I would go. I'm in love with two sisters, I'm in love with two sisters. Not sure what I am gonna do. I'm in love with two sisters, I'm in love with two sisters. I hope that they are in love with me.
Time legends of country music from KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now ABC News.